Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, and I am delighted to be having with me an A-lister who has proven his career, both philanthropy and business, Paul Tripaldi. Welcome, Paul. How are you?
I'm great, Vicki. Thank you for having me.
Well, Paul, you've walked the business of being with City National Bank as a senior vice president, and now serving as president of the Rotary Club in Palm Beach, which is celebrating its 75th anniversary.
Yeah, we are. We've had a legacy on the island in Palm Beach, and happy to say that we have been supporting a number of agencies over the last 75 years. And this year, just continuing to grow that as well as our scholarships and some support with our newest endeavor with Palm Beach Atlantic University.
Wonderful. Well, I know that having been a Rotarian, they threw me out because I didn't attend enough meetings. But I'm hopefully they've relaxed the rules since then that if you miss a meeting, because it's a weekly commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, we meet every Thursday at Beach A on Worth Avenue, and we're not as strict with the attendance, but what we did to make it easier is we created a corporate membership so that you could send somebody on your behalf, because participation is everything in any type of charitable endeavor. You have to kind of be there to make the difference. So that it's important to, at the very least, have an option to be able to send somebody from your organization and or your agency to help us do what we're doing.
Well, I know that it's a worldwide organization, 125 years old to be exact, and they greatly benefit so many people around the world. But you got involved with banking, and then you do this humanitarian thing of working with Rotary as a volunteer. What are your roots? Where'd you grow up? What was your beginnings?
So I was born in Bronx, New York, and really had the typical Italian family where everybody lived on the same street. And I think after about 3 years old, my parents thought, well, we should raise the kids in the suburbs. So they moved to Connecticut, and we had a house up in the Candlewood Lake area in Danbury, Connecticut. So I spent most of my life, growing up in that area and going back and forth to New York to visit my grandparents. And then about 20 years ago, I moved to Florida, starting in Stuart and Vero Beach and now Palm Beach.
Well, I call Palm Beach my pretty place because everything here is pretty. And sometimes we used to laugh. I said, "Well, how could you work? It's so pretty and it's so beautiful and the weather's so perfect." But you found your way. How'd you get into banking?
Well, I don't think I was really thinking of that in college. I was in law school, and then I would switch to psychology, and then I ended up getting a business degree. My father was a treasury guy
Wait a
with Union
second, Magna
Carbide.
cum laude. Magna cum laude, you wrote, right? I mean, that's a big honor to achieve, to have that number one.
I think right out of high school, I wasn't as dedicated with my grades, but having taken a couple of years off and then going back, I was a lot more serious. So I did graduate at the top of my class with a 4.0 average, and I just was a lot more committed. I think it's important for kids to kind of, if they're not ready, wait like I did, and then go back and then be committed to your schools and your studies. So I think it was worth waiting.
Well, I think, the maturity kicked in and obviously the need. So when you graduate college, where was the careers that were going to be open to you? What
Yeah, I
did you
mean,
do?
I was still in Connecticut, and I had gotten into finance right after college. So I literally, created a division of equipment finance at a family's business, and then grew from there and got the attention of some of the local banks in Connecticut. They hired me, which was very important because you're getting training when you work for the big banks. And they put me through, business banking training. I was in commercial lending and then ended up now in private banking.
So what's the difference? How do people know where they go in terms of their business needs or their personal management of their wealth?
Yeah, I think I got very lucky with being directed by a family member to get involved with Rotary at a very young age in my career, because you're side by side and shoulder to shoulder with other civic-minded people that happened to be, in my case, ex-CEOs of banks that guided me and took me under their wing. And I would have never met these people had I not got involved with, Habitat for Humanity, which was one of the agencies that the Rotary Club up in Connecticut supported. And here we are painting houses and providing housing for people that needed that. And had I not been in that environment, I really don't think I would have climbed the ladder in corporate as quickly as I did.
Well, I think, there's a beautiful song by the Beatles. You get along with a little help from your friends,
Yeah.
and then your friends become your clients, and your clients become your friends. Have you found that in your career?
Very much so. And most of the support came from outside the bank than my career itself. I think, like I said, you're only as good as who you surround yourself with. So I 100% agree with that.
That's my favorite expression. People say, how do you own 101 media outlets? And I said, because I have great people around me. We could be leaders, but if you don't surround yourself with bright people, nothing happens.
That's right.
So, you've obviously followed the same path. And I think being with City National Bank, they are based down here. What is their mission?
So
How are they different from some of the other banks?
what differentiates City National is they are the one of the second largest headquartered banks in Florida. So they started here and they grew here out of Miami. And they supported their community down in South Beach and then grew from there and really are very, very employee focused. That's very rare for a bank. There's a lot of banks that say they are team focused, but these guys really are, meaning they support your direction in your growth with the particular bank and your division. So that makes a huge difference. That is the biggest differentiator. It's a team environment. They hire a lot of athletes that are self-driven. So you're surrounded by people that are running their work as if it's their own company.
Well, I think that the idea of being engaged in the community helps your business. How have you navigated that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're doing good and you have good people around you, you're going to get introduced to other people that build trust with you. And then eventually, if they decide, you're going to help them with some of their private banking needs. This is a huge difference between a retail bank and even though we have retail as well, it's not like you're walking into a bank to do business when you're in a whole ultra high net worth scenario. You're traveling, you're with family, you have multiple homes that you live in. You're not here really all year, and you may be on a plane in Italy or Spain or in the south of France. And we, as a private bank, you have to be nimble. You have to be able to travel as a banker, meet the client where they are. Handle in extraordinary transactions that don't require dragging anyone through the mud, that you have built a portfolio with them and can say yes more than you say no.
Well, then I'm going to ask you, what advice would you give to other people who are looking to be successful in business? What tips can you offer our listeners?
One thing that I will say that, mostly came from my grandmother, which was, don't chase the dollar, go give back and you will get. So you get what you give. Identify with yourself first so that you can provide the best step forward as a human, and be humanitarian in your efforts. Be able to take care of other people, and you will see that that'll put a good energy around you, and you will have the right people that will always help whatever you're doing, whether it's civic or it's your community support. That will always help your career. And that's just how I've always lived, and I've had parents and grandparents and family to help support that.
Well, I think your grandmother will be looking down from heaven and saying, Paul, you have done a good life. Thank you for listening and doing what you do. And thank you, Paul Tripaldi, for being with us as an A-lister. Today, this is Victoria Schnepp saying goodbye till next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.